So, Egla, we're on the ninth Peric on Mem Dalad Ahmed Bays. Perfect timing. Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is said Beloshana Kodesh. Okay. Shinemar, it says, Ki Yimotse Chalal Ba'adama. When you will find a deceased person, a corpse on the ground. So that's hard to understand why it's in Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara is going to explain how do we see that, which is similar to the previous parak. Now, so let's just look at the first Rashi over here on the top. Egla Rufa B'Lashon HaKodesh Ne'emeres. Ma Shehezekeinim Omrim. What did the elders say? Which that's the elders of the city. Yodeinu Lo Shofchlu, right? Our hands did not spill his blood, right? And also, V'Kohenim Omrim, the Kohenim say, Kapel Amcha Yisrael. It should be kapara for your nation of Yisrael. Blazon Kodesh, Huskaku Minatoira La Omra. It's required from the Torah to say it. So this is a deraisa over here we're speaking about. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So these are the Pesukim now. V'yotsu Zikanecha V'shoivtecha. Right, they should go out the elders and the judges. Okay. That means Shloisha, there's three, me based in a Godol, from the highest based in, Shabu Shalayim, that's in Yushalayim, which means the Sanhedrin. Yeah, Hayoyotin, right? So, right, there's normally 71, three of them go out, right, in order to measure. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanakama, and he says, Chamisha, there are actually five of the Sanhedrin who went out. Shneema, Zikanecha, Shnaim. Zikanecha is Shnaim, which means, because of the Yud over there, right, it shows it's plural, right? Zikon, without the Yud, right, Zikoncha would be a Yochid, would be a singular. But right, since it's got with the Yud in, it makes it Loshon Rabim, and the minimum of Rabim is two, okay? V'shoivtecha, and it says, right, and your judges, is Shnaim. Yeah, it's also two and the same thing. You see, it's Lashon plural, so the minimum plural is always two. So now we've got four, okay? And now we've got a principle which we apply with Beis Din, the Ein Beis Din, and the Beis Din, if you leave it as four, is Shokol, right? And the Beis Din is not Shokol, meaning you can't basically have a majority, thank you, Gil. Mosifin, so you add on a Lehen upon them, yeah, or Dechod. Right, another one, right?
Can I just clarify, does that mean that the word Zikenech from here is not referring to the local elders, it's referring to the members of the Sanhedrin?
Yes. If you look in the Pasukim, it comes. Right, so, Nimt, okay. So that's it, very, so basically what a Machlokis, how many of the Sanhedrin go out? Is it three or is it five? Okay? Nimtza Tomon. Now, the corpse, if it was found covered over by dirt, meaning, or it was under like a garbage heap or something. Yeah. Oh, well, it tells. Begal. And gal means a pile of stones. Sorry. Bez is a prefix. Gal is a pile of stones. Or tolui, or if it was hanging, but ilan, someone strung up the corpse. Or alternatively, tsaf. Tsaf means it was floating. Al, panei, hamoim, upon the face of the water. It was a floating corpse. Lo, hayu, orphan. In these particular cases, you would not do the procedure of Egla Arufa. It doesn't apply. We're going to explain in the Mishnah right now. Shinema, because it says, in the Pesukim, it says, but Adama, which we saw that in the first passage we saw, ki yimotse chalal but Adama, when you find a corpse in the Adama. So Adama means, I suppose, on the ground, but lo, velo tomun, but gal, but not covered over in a pile of stones. Now, continuing the Pesukim, no, this is from the Pasuk, no you fail.
But it's still in the ground.
The Gemara is going to speak about it, yeah. This is it's a good point. Yeah. No you fail, yeah, below Tolu B'ilan, right? He's fell on the ground and he's not suspended in the air. Yeah, Besodeh, he's on in the Sodeh, yeah, below Tsof, and he's not floating, Alpanei Amayim, on the face of the water. Okay, so we're learning all this from Pesukim. Okay, now, another din. Nimtza Samach L'Sfar. If it was found close to the border, which we saw this, right? That was where the Koy Meshuach Mulchama spoke on the border. If it, so he's found next to the Yeah. So this is we're going to see, or La Ir Sheruba over the Kuchavim, or a city that the majority of it is are idol worshippers and they don't really care about human life. So both of these are dangerous places. If you're around the border, the person may get killed. The Gemara is going to explain. And if you're by the edge of Gaza, it's also not safe over there. So therefore, or alternatively, this is a slightly different then, or La Ir Sheein Bar based then, or if it was close to a city that didn't actually have a base then, because you need the base then to come out of the Ziknei Ir, right? Lo Hayo Orphan, they wouldn't be orphan. They wouldn't do the procedure of Egla Rufa. Ein Moidedin, another point. Ella, you only measure Ella La Ir Sheish Bar based then, only to a city that's got a base then. The Gemara is going to ask, it's a bit, you know, we can kind of figure that out from the previous. But yeah, the Gemara is going to speak about that. Now, Gemara. Mike Omar. So, what is it saying? Meaning, let's look at Rashi. The first one in the Gemara. Mike Omar. Heichi Yolif. How do you learn Lashon HaKodesh Mehacha? Right? How? Where do we see Lashon HaKodesh over here? Okay. So, Amar Rabbi Abao says, Rabbi Abao, Hachi Ka'omar. This is what it's saying. Shneema. V'onu v'omru. And they will declare and they will say, right, so that's by Egla Arufa, and we're kind of familiar with this already. Ulahalan, in a different place, yeah, Huoymer, Va'onu Alevim, and they will proclaim, Honu, right, normally means answers, but sometimes it means to like declare, and the Levim will declare, Va'omrim, and they will say. So we saw that in the earlier, this is talking about Har Grizit, the Brochas, and the Klalas, and Har Grizim, and Har Eval. And we know that is in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. So, Ma Aniya Amura Laholam, just as the Aniya, that's right, the Lashon of Anu, just as Aniya Amura Laholam, that is said, Laholam means in a different place, normally means we translate this further on, but in a different place, but Lashon HaKodesh, I suppose it is Laholam because it's Parshas Ki Savo, I think, right, so further on, right, is Lashon HaKodesh, and we know that's a given, right, we know. There's two different opinions how we know that, at least, right? Just over there with the Levim, we know it's in Lashon HaKodesh. So a Gezeira Shava, yeah, Afkan. Also here with Egla Rufa, yeah, it's Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. Veseda Egla Arufa Ketzad. What is the procedure, the order of the events in Egla Rufa Ketzad? So first of all, to get it going, you find a corpse, yeah, on the ground, right? Then, and they will go out, right? Three from based in a godol, Shibu Shalayim from the Sanhedrin, how yoitzin. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says it's actually five. Now, we're gonna start. The Limudim, how do we learn this? It was a quote. Part of it was a quote with the Mishnah and whatever, yeah. I think we're interjecting. This is Bechuli at the end. I'm not sure, yeah.
Are we explaining how to read the Mishnah? Because the initial question was that it says Lashon HaKodesh Shenemar. And it sounds like it's like a chisari, like it's filling in the Mishnah, explaining really, like the
Shneimar. Nice, very nice,
and then
very nice.
Continuing,
yes.
Again, how
interjecting, right?
And explain how.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Nice explanation. Okay, Tanarum, thank you. Tanarabonan, we've got a brisa. V'yotzu zechenecho v'shuiftecho, and they will go out the elders and the judges. Now here we're going to work out how we work, right, like we said in the Mishnah, zechenecho shnayim. Right, Zekanecha is Shnaim because it's plural. V'shoftecha is Shnaim. V'shoftecha is also Shnaim. So this is just like mentioning the Mishnah. V'ein based in Shokol, and the based in is not Shokol. Right, meaning you can't get a majority. Mosifin aleim od echad. Then you're going to add on another one. Harei kan chamisha. So now you've got five. Yeah, Divri Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda, which was the second opinion mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, Rebbe Shimon Oimer. Rebbe Shimon says, Zekanecha. Well, it says Zikanecha, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. It's Shnaim, it's true. Yeah. He seems to ignore the word Veshoiftecha. The Ein based in Shokol, and the based in is not Shokol. Mosifin, Aleim, Odechod. you're going to add on another one. Yeah, Harei Kan Shloisha. So now you've got three. So that was the opinion of Tana Kamma. Now, so that ended quote of the Braisa. Now the Gemara asks, the Rebbe Shimon, yeah, Nami, Rebbe Shimon also, Ha-Ksiv, it's written, V'shuv Techa. It says V'shuv Techa. So why doesn't he use that for part of the numbers? Why doesn't he bump it up to five? So answer the Gemara, how mi boile? No, he needs the word of Shuv Techa, L'myuchodim, Shuv Techa, to tell you that it has to be the most special of the judges, i.e. the Sanhedrin. V'shuv Techa tells you, it means... What's that? Correct. Yes. Okay. So now, the question comes up then. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know that you need the Sanhedrin, right? Because we just basically said that Rabbi Shimon learns from the word Shuv Techa that it has to be the special judges, i.e. the Sanhedrin. So when does Rabbi Yehuda learn that it has to be the special judges, the Sanhedrin? Because he agrees with that. Yeah. But Rabbi Yehuda, he learns it from Mizikne, because it could have said Zikne. And it says Zikonecho. And it says Zikonecho, basically, which the Nafka, because there's an extra chof over there, right? As we've seen this kind of drosha. By the fact that it could have just got away with this saying Zikne and it added on a letter and said Zikonecho, that tells us, make a drosha, and tells us that there's another two. Okay? Now, I mean, not another two, sorry. Yes, I know, I'm going to say, yeah. Yeah, it was, right, that it would be the Sanhedrin. Okay, and then Shuv Techa tells you too. Now, the Rebbe Shimon. So why does the Rebbe Shimon learn from that? Why can he learn from Ziknecha that it means to be the Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin. Rebbe Shimon will tell you, Iksav Rachmana Zikne. If the Torah would have wrote Rachmana means Torah, Zikne, just Zikne without the Chof. Hava Amina, I would have said, Afilo even Zikne Hashuk, even the elders of the Shuk. The ones there playing backgammon or something, you know, in the marketplace. They're old. So maybe that. So Kosov Rachmana. So the Torah wrote Zikonecho to tell you that it has to be, yeah, the elders of the Beis Din. Right. The E Kosov, but if that would have just Rachmana Zikonecho alone, Havamina, I would have thought Afilu Sanhedrin Katana. I would have even thought that the Sanhedrin Katana would be sufficient. I mean, the Sanhedrin, a small Sanhedrin is 23, right? There was lots of them, yeah? But the Sanhedrin of Gadol, as we got Hagadol, the big one, was 71. So if he would have said Zikanecho, I may have, right, if he would have said Zikne, I would have said Zikne Ashuk. So it says Zikanecho, which tells me, no, that it has to be the Zikne of the Beis Din. But maybe I'm going to think that's the Sanhedrin of Katana, which is 23. So therefore, that wouldn't be sufficient. So, Kos of Rachmana, so the Torah has to write, B'Shuv Techa, right? From the word of B'Shuv Techa, L'Miuchodim Shuv B'Shuv Techa, for the most important judges, i.e. the Sanhedrin of Gadol. Now, so the question is, now, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say about that? How can he learn from Zikne? Zikonecho, because we should be the Sanhedrin of Katan, the small one. Rebbe Yehuda, Goma, Zikne. No, he has another way of doing it. He's actually got a Gezeira Shava to tell you that it's the Sanhedrin, right? Where's he learned it from? Mizikne Ha'eda, from the elders of the congregation, which is referring to when they did Smichas, this coming up for people in Horias soon. Yeah, it's talking about the par helem dava. That means if the Sanhedrin paskined, yeah, wrongly, yeah, and they did and they said basically something that's something's chayv koris, I think, yeah, or maybe it's as a chatas, and it was mistaken judgment that they have to bring a special korban, and the zakenim of the Sanhedrin have to place their hands on this par helem dava, it's called. So we know mar lahalon, just as over there with par helem dava, miuchadim shishaba eda, it has to be the most special of the eda ayin shom. Basically, Rashi says if you look over there, is explained how Rabbi Yehuda learned that. But anyway, so he's just going to take, right. So afkan, so too over here, it's going to be miuchadim shishaba eda. So basically, we're now saying that Rabbi Yehuda is actually learning the Sanhedrin of Gadol from Par Halam Dava. Now,
is it
yes, we have. We've said, yeah. We originally said it was from Zikanecho. he learned that it was the Sanhedrin of Gadol, right? And we said, well, Rabbi Shimon tells us that's not enough. So therefore, we said, no, he learns from Gezeirah Shava. Ah, but the Gemara asks, E Goma, right, if he learnt it, Goma, like comma, E Goma, if he Goma, meaning in the Gezeirah Shava, like we just suggested, Ligmara, let him learn it out, L'chula Milsa, the whole matter, Mehosom, from over there. Meaning, because Rabbi Yehuda, if you look over there, right, with regards to the Parlam Dovah, he also requires five over there. Not only does he require the Sanhedrin over there in Parlam Dovah, also requires five over there. And we've got Pesukim to teach us that there's five over there. So once you've got Gezeirah Shavah, yeah, you should just learn everything from over there. And it's not necessary to learn five over here. So we've got some extra, it doesn't make sense, yeah? So says the Gemara, Zikenecha v'shoiftecha. So now, Zikenecha v'shoiftecha, which we said Zikenecha min Shnayim, and v'shoiftecha Shnayim, yeah, lamali, why do I need that? Right? So that doesn't make sense. So Ella, really, Vov, v'shoiftecha l'minyona. Really, we're totally changing it now, right? Right? Really, that he's not learning two Rabbi Yehuda from v'shoiftecha. He's really learning the extra two from the Vav of the Shiftecha. L'minyona. It's for a minyona, it's for the sake of counting. We'll look at Rashi, let me just, right? But Rabbi Shimon, yeah, Vav, lo, mashmalei, Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn from a Vav, which we saw earlier in the Masechta. Rabbi Shimon is not Dorish the Vav. So let's just look at this last Rashi on Memdal Rabbah Beis. Yeah, Ella, Vav, Vashuftech, Lubinyona. Right? Koloima, Lo, Gomir, Gezeirah Shavah. We threw that out. We're not learning the Gezeirah Shavah from Parhalam Dabah. That's gone. Because if he would have learned the Gezeirah Shavah, he would also have learned the numbers from over there. So that can't be. The Itzterich Vashuftech, right? And he needs the word Shuftech, Le Sanhedrin Gedoyla, to teach you like it's a Sanhedrin Gedoyla. To Rabbi Shimon. He agrees with Rabbi Shimon, but the word b'shoiftecha means it has to be miyuchodim shubashoiftecha. It has to be the most special judges, which is... Whatever. Okay, it has to be Sanhedrin Gedoyla, but because there's an extra Vav, the Vav tells you there's another two.
Yeah.
No,
how would you read the pasuk without
the vav? Should we stop it? There's another three.
How can you read the pasuk
without
the vav?
What?
It's kenecha shoftecha. That's the pasuk
without
the vav.
Okay, we'll stop here.